to elect in this country, be looking at those things. You want someone that speaks up for you, those of you who actually work for a living in this country. I think you should take a look at Greece, watch carefully what happens, and hopefully somebody will help them in this hour of need.
Well, thank you so much. I have been speaking with Jean Ross. She's a registered nurse and co-president of National Nurses United, and speaking today in favor of the vote taken by the Greek people this past weekend, calling for no more austerity measures. Thank you, Jean, for joining us on KBOO today.
You're very welcome.
This is Jenka Soderberg with KBOO News.
Should it be harder for landlords to evict their tenants for no reason at all?
Should safe and healthy homes come before the interests of private investment?
Is the rent too damn high?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, join us for the next Portland Renters Assembly.
KBOO is a proud sponsor of the Portland Renters Assembly, a gathering of people united by the burden of rent and committed to housing as a human right.
The next two assemblies are on Sunday, July 12th, from 12 to 2 p.m. at the North Portland Library, with speakers on how race intersects with gentrification.
And on Wednesday, July 15th, from 6 to 8 p.m. at Colonel Sumner's Park, with speakers on community organizing and mobilizing.
Tell your story and join the conversation. For more information, go to kboo.fm and click on Community Events.
To you, the 9-to-5-er, just making your way home. To you, the all-night driver, out in your cab alone. To you, waiting for lunch break, as the minutes drag so slow. Take courage, turn the volume up, it's Labor Radio.
Holla! Welcome to the Coalition of Black Trade Unionists segment of Labor Radio, highlighting the works of the working class, by the working class, and for the working class, here on KBOO 90.7 FM, where the heart of the community comes alive 7 days a week. My name is Tina Turner Morfitt. I am a member of the American Federation of State, County, Municipal Employees, and the current president of the Coalition of Black Trade Unionists.
Hi, and I am Minister Dr. Audrey L. Terrell, the Vice President of the Coalition of Black Trade Unionists here in Oregon.
Tonight, our segment is an introspective insight of the Oregon chapter of the Coalition of Trade Unionists. As many of you listeners may not be aware of, our national organization, Coalition of Black Trade Unionists International, has close ties with not only the black community, but also with black churches in general. Our presiding president, Terry Melvin, is a reverend. Just like the civil rights movement, we believe there is an inherent strength in the black church, and we welcome them as strong allies in our mission to address our basic objectives. Our basic objectives are to improve economic development and employment opportunities for black workers, work within the framework of the trade union movement to provide a voice and a vehicle for greater black and minority participation, increase union involvement in voter registration, voter education, and voter turnout projects, organize unorganized workers, actively support civil rights, civil groups working to improve living and working conditions in the black community, increase effective political alliances between labor, churches, and the general community. Well, tonight, our program will do just that. Our guests tonight are members of a faith-based organization called Women at the Cross.
Thank you, Tina, for this opportunity. Again, I'm Minister Audrey Terrell. I am one of the founders of the Women at the Cross Fellowship Ministry. As you all know, familiar with the Bible, the gospel writers Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, they gave a vivid account of all the women that was at the cross. So in the women getting together, we made a overwhelming decision to talk about, be a part of an organization, Women at the Cross Fellowship Ministry. We're a group of women pastors, elders, evangelists, ministers, church administrators that support and encourage other women in their excuse me, in their acceptance of the call to serve, which is that's what a minister is agreeing to be, have God use you to serve people. So in our mission statement is Women at the Cross is an ecumenical fellowship of Christian believers joining hands, moving forward together in Christian fellowship under the leadership of Jesus Christ. And the mission statement is Women at the Cross is a Bible-believing, Christ-centered fellowship with its focus on saving souls for Christ, praising God, and helping to meet the needs of humankind. Women at the Cross, it's a group of women. We, in the past 90 days, we have been coming together, and it just seems to be a need here because we've been doing some wonderful, powerful things.
So tonight, to talk to you, the listener, about Women at the Cross, we have two wonderful guests. Our first guest is Pastor Tricia McClendon, and our second is Pastor Robin Franklin. So, Pastor McClendon, tell our audience about yourself.
Well, good evening to the listeners at KBOO. As Tina said, my name is Tricia McClendon, and I am an ordained elder through the Methodist Church. I love serving Christ and our community. I have a passion for working with individuals who are HIV positive and or have AIDS. And I have served in some capacity. Actually, my first full-time job was as an HIV AIDS outreach worker once I graduated from college. My major was English, so I knew it was God's divine plan later on that I would work with what the Bible refers to as the least of them. And recently, I just ended employment with working with African Americans, all of whom are HIV positive. And I know in part, this major part of my ministry is to continue working with people who are HIV positive. And my birthday is actually the National Day of Testing for HIV. So when God sets you up, he really sets you up. I was called into ministry in 1994, and received my bachelor's from Clark Atlanta, my master's of divinity from Payne Theological Seminary, where I received a full scholarship, and I was grateful to the African Methodist Episcopal Church for that and teaching me how to be a leader and to be courageous and to stand for righteousness. So I'm excited about my journey. I'm currently working on my first book, some of my memoirs, and the title is From Condom Lady to Preacher Woman, A Journey in HIV AIDS Services. And so I'm focused on that. This is my season to give birth to that book. And so I'm grateful to have met Minister Audrey Terrell. Her passion for women in ministry and supporting women in the faith is contagious. And when she asks you to do something, it's with love, but you feel that little extra push, like you're going to do this. In Jesus' name. But I love her. When I first met her, I truly believe we're kindred spirits. And I love that the fact that she, there was a call upon her heart to develop the Women at the Cross Fellowship to support women, because when I came into ministry, and even now, there are people, denominations, various churches who are not accepting of women in ministry. And that's been a part of my journey, but it has truly made me strong. And I'm grateful to be in service for Christ wherever that leads me. One of my other strong ministries is as a chaplain, and I served as a hospice chaplain in Atlanta for 5 years. And so many people say, well, how do you do that? And I know that God, according to his word, gives us various gifts through the Holy Spirit. And I know that's one of my gifts, to minister to people as they're transitioning from this life to the next. And so I'm looking forward into going back into that ministry.
Well, great. Well, thank you very much. Okay, Pastor Robin Franklin, tell us about yourself.
I'm the pastor at Hughes Memorial United Methodist. We have a Methodist kindred spirit, but the Women at the Cross is truly ecumenical. Yes. And if you talk to very many of the women involved, you'll right away see that they come from a variety of backgrounds, a variety of churches. And the thing is not the church that you're with, but the Savior that you're serving.
Yes.
And so we're excited to be part of something that's way beyond what any one of us or even a few of us could do by ourselves. So I met Minister Audrey, and she is contagious. Her passion is wonderful. And we actually met at an ecumenical prayer meeting.
Yes.
And we went to a different church, and I won't say which one, but we were invited, and so we went, and we just sort of connected, and we just knew that we'd have ministry and fellowship together. And then she came to me with an idea, and it has all gone off from there. So
I'd just like to add, just start by saying that women in ministry is just a powerful
yes.
coming together of women True. Who have personally, individually accepted the call mm-hmm. in the ministry. And everybody knows, you most of the time you don't want to go. You don't want to do it.
So true. So true.
You can think of a hundred
yes.
other reasons. I don't
yes.
want to do this. I
yes.
want to do this. I want to be a corporate exec. I want to be that. But you can't sleep at night. You just doesn't go that way. And he literally will talk to you, no. This is what you're to do.
Yes.
So when I open my mouth, seem like the people are there waiting. Mm-hmm. And we have been so active in the past 90 days in activities, and just to reiterate a couple of things that we've done that has just taken off. We had our first event on Easter. And what we did was, we had a sunrise service at 5:30 in the morning, and I brought the idea before Pastor Robin. She said, "Well, you have it here." And I said, 5:30 in the morning, because the Bible said that when Mary Magdalene went to the cross, it was before daylight. It
yes.
was dark.
It's dark.
So we created a program. Every 15 minutes, there was a woman preaching.
Mm-hmm.
And it started at 5:30. So when the sun came up, that was a woman preaching at Good Friday, that Good Friday morning. And let me just say this. It was almost 70 women at that church
Amen.
At Hughes Memorial on that 3 months ago. What the word just traveled so fast. And it was so rewarding. And then Bishop Osborne and Pastor Black, and
yes.
they were there. So
yes.
we got to keep this going. And then the next thing was Mother's Day. So we said, let's have another event. So we went to Pastor Black's, Kim Black's church, and we had a fellowship service honoring mothers. Same thing. I'm saying, and again, we had several women to get up and preach. If there is a need and a support, you can feel it in the room.
Mm-hmm.
Then Pastor Robbins told us about her outreach program, and we participated in that. And that is so rewarding to see people come and get the things that they need freely. No cash. And you're going to do that again. When are we doing this again?
It will be the third Saturday of this month, July 18th. And we've invited several churches to come together, so we'll have a band, we have music, we have giveaways, whatever people give us, we share. We'll have food, toiletries, hygiene kits, diapers for mothers, wipes, school supplies. So if it's on your heart to donate to that, you want to be part of something, you don't really want to be involved at a church, but you want to do an outreach for your community, we welcome your participation. You say, man, this I've been wanting to serve the Lord, and this is the way I can do it. We welcome your participation. Nobody is turned away, and we just share
Amen.
The things we have.
So, Pastor Franklin, can you give people, our audience, some information on how they can get in touch with you?
If you give me a phone call. You're always welcome to call my cell phone. There's a standing joke in my household that I never have my phone with me, but that actually is not quite true. And so step out in faith and call 360-690-6701. Email me. It's robinkfranklin@gmail. Very, very simple. And then we can get back to you then.
You can also contact me, AudreyTorrell@AOL.com, or call me at 360-256-3774, and I'll get the message in a day or two. Some other things that we've been doing also, we were part of the Juneteenth in Good in the Hood Parade.
Yes, yes, we
which
were.
Was fantastic. I just never knew how much I enjoyed people. People just waving and laughing and throwing candy. And Pastor Robin ran the whole time. Literally gave candy to everybody in the parade. That not only in the parade, that was sitting there. I said, you're not going to make it. But she did. And the Good in the Hood Parade, it was very well attended.
It was beautiful.
And we had our vehicle there and our signs there. And the pastor, we were so excited about that participation. And then we did a television production that will be airing shortly, Women at the Cross Fellowship Ministry, to get to see some of the faces and how we come into ministry. And what I love about this, we're not all the different churches. It's not different people, because God can use anybody.
Everybody.
So true. He can
so
use true. Everybody to do, you know, and he's got an assignment. He has a ministry for all of us to do. We just got to accept the call and go forth. And then again, here we're again with the invite of our president of the Coalition of Black Trade Unions to talk about the many, many things that we've done already. And we have conference calls. As you unite with us, we have several conference calls about every other week. And really, in a matter of 20 or 30 minutes, so much is planned, done, we're gone. And it happens around 9 o'clock when we've cooked dinner, we've put
There's
kids
no
to bed.
There's no calories involved.
Right. And we got our pajamas on, we're relaxed, and it's 12 to 15 of us on the phone, and we're just talking and praying, and what we want to do next. So we've got several other things planned for the summer. God is just moving. The Spirit is moving in us and through us, and we're taking in more people, I just want to say. Pastor Tricia, she just came on board, and let me tell you, with her voice, she can sing.
Amen.
Oh, God. Just and her spirit, and she, I didn't have to tap her too hard, because she was already ready to go.
Yes.
And so I'm just saying that to opening us to all of those women that are in ministry.
Amen.
You're welcome to be a part.
So I'd like to remind our listeners, if you've just joined us, this is the Coalition of Black Trade Unionists segment of Labor Radio. And tonight, we have some special guests. We are discussing the faith-based organization, Women at the Cross. And, wow, I'm entirely impressed at the work that you ladies have been able to do, about the calling that you have in order to serve your community.
I wanted to just put it out to the ladies, because they can really express ministry in defining what ministry is. I mean, what do you have to do, you know? And you can just go and Pastor Tricia and talk about how you just free will whatever God leads you to do.
And I think Minister Audrey said it earlier, to be able to surrender and accept the call. That's really the first step, because I was chuckling as she said, you know, you won't be able to sleep. And it took me a while to say yes. I'm just going to be honest and keep it real, because the ministry is serious work. And when you're in service to being a vehicle to lead others to Christ, that it's a serious work, and I take it seriously. And So, as Minister Audrey said, it's about service, and I'm just reminded of the scripture where Christ went into the synagogue in Luke chapter 4, I think it starts at verse 18, and he said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor," and he goes on to say about setting the captives free, and that's what it's about, it's a journey, with many challenges, but the reward is so great. The reward is priceless. And I am grateful to be in God's service and to be able to minister to people who a lot of people don't want to even touch. So I know within the field of HIV and AIDS, there's so much stigma, especially in many communities, but especially in the African-American community, where many of my clients were ousted from their families, and I was their pastor. When I was a senior pastor at Holy Trinity Church here in Portland, many of my, well, I won't say many, but some of my congregation were HIV positive, and I ministered to people who had been incarcerated in Oregon State Penitentiary, and I loved my parishioners, and I really liked being out in the community. I would sometimes go up and play dominoes with some of the fellas that used to sell drugs up in one of the local parks, I won't say. And so one of my cousins came walking through with her grandson. This was several years ago. And she came walking through with her her grandsons. And they used to call me Reverend Cousin. And they're like, "Reverend Cousin, what are you doing?" So the fellas that I was playing dominoes with, you know, they had their 40s and were smoking and what have you. And so they were throwing everything out, and they're like, "You're a reverend for real." But I just learned you have to meet people where they are.
That's right.
And that was the walk in the ministry of Christ. He was outside of the four walls of the church, meeting the needs and ministering to the people within the community. So that's my goal, to continue in that form of ministry.
Pastor Franklin? I just am hoping to continue to connect people to one another, and of course connect people to God by faith in Jesus, but to get the people in the church, outside the church. It's, yes, we come together for worship and it's wonderful, and the fellowship, and it's great, but our real business starts after we say amen and leave.
Yes.
Because we need to be out in the community and connect, and we have to know who our neighbors are. How can we witness to anybody if we don't even know their name?
Well, I can surely tell you, after the Goodenhead Parade, they will know exactly who you are, because you made it your business to make sure that you touched every soul that was there. And I want to thank you for your participation in that parade.
I just want to say, in my career, 40 years, I worked for the union. From General Motors to Toyota to... Anyway, but I just said that to say... with the Coalition of Black Trade Unions, which is a about unions, people working in unions, it's about mankind, humankind, because people need jobs to take care of themselves and to pay their bills, take care of their families.
Yes.
And in ministry, that's all we want to do, is first to tell them about God, tell them about Jesus Christ, and that no matter what you go through, no matter the situation, no matter your health issues, no matter, we're going to have to tell them the answer is in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And whether you become unemployed, you get back on your feet, you know, God will make a way. He will protect you. He will keep you. So for me, being retired from the union and happily retired and with the free time, To do the things, ministry is a high priority for me, to get them to understand where your help comes from.
Yes.
And he will give you the strength, and he will open doors for you to be able to do those things. So work with the Coalition of Black Trade Unions, which I've been for years and years, and relocating here to Detroit, and from Detroit here to Portland, is just who you are. You know, ministry is just really who you are.
That's right.
You can talk about it. You can meet strangers, and you can say, "Hey, you can make it. You can be an encouragement." And something you were saying, Pastor, about in the church. Mm. You know, it's wonderful. I love to go in and mm-hmm. worship mm-hmm. and praise. But my desire, my gift is civic. Go outside those walls mm-hmm. and touch the lives yes. of people, women. You know, who so many times the sexism is so real.
Yes.
But be
yes.
encouraged that you can do what you know, be encouraged and be yes. a support group around them. And that's what the Women at the Cross Fellowship Ministry is to encourage. And I come through being a retiree of a union that, you know, I'm retired and so I get a pension. But then my time, my latter days can be put forth in doing, walking the talk. You know what I mean?
Yes.
You can talk all you want in church, but when you get outside that door, you've got to walk that. That's where the difference is made.
And it's
wonderful, the women that I'm meeting here
yes.
that's willing to... You don't take a big nudge. You know, y'all. It's not a big nudge on you guys. And you're mm-hmm. not the only... It's about 25 of us at this time. Bishop Osborne and yes. Pastor Black and Suzanne Watson. Just a variety of women that you can just almost meet at the store.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
You know, and you can just pull them in about, hey, let's do this, let's do that, to minister and women ministry. And you can, it's biblical, because all through the Bible, God used these women to do marvelous
yes.
things.
Yes.
So, Pastor Franklin, you want to remind our listeners of the outreach program that's going to take place this month?
The third Saturday, July 18th, 11 to 4, at 111 Northeast Failing Street. We're kind of tucked away and hidden by the trees, but we sit between Rodney and Mallory on Failing. So come and join us.
Hey, do you want to give your phone number and email address out again?
360-690-6701. And it's robinkfranklin@gmail.com. Hope to hear from you.
I know I participated. It was just wonderful. During my work world, I had collected a whole lot of lotions. You know, when you travel, you get all those lotions and conditioners and shampoos and stuff.
Yes.
And so when I just gave it, you know, a few of them, they were gone so fast. I said, you mean something that I didn't really cherish,
right.
someone else could have used for it? And it didn't bother me. So I'm looking forward to participate again on the third Saturday. I've really felt good about being able to use
and
that stuff.
Everybody's welcome, as we want to reach people in our community and our immediate neighbors, but also anybody that's on the street, anybody in need. Anybody that would just like somebody to say hello to them and meet a new friend, come on by.
So, Pastor McClendon, do you have any final words?
Well, I just want to say thank you again for having us here, and for all the listeners to continue to be a builder of your community in whatever capacity that might be. For listeners who may be women in ministry, please, we'd like to hear from you, and you can contact Pastor Robin to be able to get more information, or Minister Audrey to see how to become a part of women, the Women Fellowship, Women at the Cross Fellowship. So thank you again, Tina, for having us.
Sure thing.
Thank you, Miss Tina.
I just want to say that we're having our meeting, our Coalition of Black Trade Unions meeting, on the second Tuesday.
Next week.
Can you reiterate on that?
Sure. We meet the second Tuesday of every month. We meet at the William Bill Lucy Building. It's the American Federation of State, County, Municipal Employee Building, also called AFSCME. It's located at 6025 Burnside East. And we start at 6 o'clock. So we'd love to have you come and join us and help plan how we can create the passion, how we can expand the passion, how we can make the passion become a true life form in the Black community.
And just before we wrap up, just want to reiterate about what ministry is. It's just serving people,
mm-hmm.
serving
is.
One another, you know, and that's what Jesus Christ, when he walked this earth, you know, he didn't live in a palace. He didn't sit with kings and queens. Just people, you know.
He was with the people.
He was with, you know, just normal people in the community.
All the time.
He walked. He got up and went places. He got on a boat, you know. He just, it's a going thing and touching the lives. He, you know, he went to a wedding.
Yes.
He was just everywhere with people. And that is what the focus is of the ministry, is to touch the lives of people. We as women, and there were a lot of women in that Bible, that humanite
yes.
woman. Remember Pastor Robin, what she did? She added on a room in her house, didn't
for the
she?
Minister.
For the
yes,
minister. The and then and some of those women, Ruth and Naomi, she stayed with her mother-in-law of her faith. So I think God, those things were written in the Bible for our inspiration.
Yes.
Yes.
Women be encouraged. A lot of the names weren't given. A lot of the women's names weren't given.
Right.
But they were spoken of for a reason. It's a reason they're talking about all them women at the cross. When I went to Israel, and I think you did too.
Yes.
All the murals that was all in on the walls, women everywhere.
Yes.
I'm saying, what is this? Just murals of women. So women played a vital role. And I'm saying all that to encourage women. Don't get distracted or discouraged, because God got something for us to do. Pastor Robin, you good preacher. You know, your ministry may be in the kitchen. I don't cook. But praise be unto God. Whatever God has for me to do, I say yes to it.
Amen.
Yes. So once again, I'd like to thank our guest, Women at the Cross. Dr. Audrey Terrell, Dr. Franklin, or Pastor Franklin, and Pastor McClendon.
Thank
Again,
you.
You're listening
thank
to
you.
You're listening to the CBTU Coalition of Black Trade Unionists segment of Labor Radio. We look forward to seeing you next week on Tuesday at the AFSCME William Lucy Building at 6 o'clock, located at 6025. Burnside East. Thank you very much, and holla.
To you, the 9-to-5-er, just making your way home. To you, the all-night driver, out in your cab alone. To you, waiting for lunch break, as the minutes drag so slow. Take courage, turn the volume up, it's Labor Radio.
I'm a loving the old lion, a winner without fail.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the PDX Leo Party, Friday, July 31st, starting at 8 p.m. at Kelly's Olympian. A birthday celebration for all you Portland Leos, with special performances from Sleep of Old Dominion and the Chicharrones, Mike Crenshaw, Smoke M2D6, and many more. Again, that's the PDX Leo Party on Friday, July 31st.